Now, I don't know about you. I go back to this priority thing, right? For me, one of the biggest priorities should be the funding of Social Security. Yes, and that's a social safety net program. Ain't no doubt about it. I get it. But it's there, and there are a lot of people, a lot of lower-income individuals that rely on that money, and it helps with their retirement planning, and everything else. And it's running out of money fast. It's coming to the end quick, and we're not doing anything. And quite frankly, in my view, every extra dollar we have, every extra opportunity we have to right that ship, we should be doing it. There's not going to be one lump sum of money that's going to save that program. And it's amazing how quick we think about cutting benefits, right? I mean, really? All of a sudden, we're cutting. On the one hand, we're setting up sanctuary cities. We're giving out all of these dollars. We're providing sustenance outside of the traditional norms here that U.S. citizens have been entitled to. But because of laws prohibiting others from getting those benefits, we're creating this whole subculture out there of government financing for individuals. And meanwhile, the one program that everyone is going to ultimately end up relying on to some extent, we want to cut those benefits. How do we square that up? And you know, it's funny, when I see folks that are interviewed to talk about these issues, nobody ever brings that up. We are quick to say that we have to cut the benefits in Social Security. We are quick to say that we have to modify the Medicare plans. We are quick to say that we have to do all of that. And by the same token, we're out there advocating for enhanced and increased benefits for those who are not otherwise legally entitled. How do we square that up? How do we square up in this country? And there was a huge debate in Congress between Jamie Raskin and the gentleman from New York's name escapes me now, over sanctuary cities. That we have allowed cities in this country to set up themselves as a sanctuary in contravention to federal law. How do we square that up when we talk about the rights that we have as citizens, and you know, we basically offended all of the parents there who have had their children murdered by illegal immigrants, saying that this is the third time that we're here as a committee listening to this. We have better things to do. Really? You have better things to do than to protect citizens? Since when? How does that work? Where did we lose our way? Where U.S. citizens have now to the back seat, and we have others who are sitting in the front seat. And the priorities of those sectors of the community far outweigh and are greater than the priorities of our own citizens. When did we lose our way? When did we lose our way when folks now want to eliminate immigration, eliminate borders, eliminate deportations, eliminate all of the structural safeguards that are in place for an ordered and structured society? Don't hold criminals accountable. Close prisons, close jails. Attack individuals over conditions in a penal facility that when you go in, yes, the facilities there are less than if you live in an apartment or live in a home. What did you expect? You've committed, in some cases, atrocities on society at large. In other cases, you've stolen from society. In other cases, you've impacted society. And the burden should be that we provide you with the same standard of living that you had outside. Since when? And thank my audience, Mike Lawler, that's right, from New York. I appreciate it. How did we lose our way? Where are we actually headed? And what is that going to look like? Free this, free that. We talked to Guy Williams the other day about rent freezes. We're going to freeze rent. Contrary to their own rent control board recommendations, he overrode their recommendations and said, "No, we're not going to give any increases." A million apartments impacted by that rent freeze, and they wonder why people are having to live in apartments that are subpar conditions because they won't let the owners finance the improvements to bring them up to code, to bring them up to today's standards, because they're freezing the rent. They want people to basically live their life as though they are a charity, right? Where did we lose our way that the likelihood of us, you, me, and everyone else giving up 60 to 65% of our income for the sake of the greater good, that we can't even keep half? Where did we lose our way? In this ocean of entitlements that are floating around, and this notion of, you know, separation, which I thought that went by the wayside with the Civil Rights Act and everything else. Well, no, we're going right back to it. You go on some of these college campuses, we have housing separated by race. Because for whatever reason, there's too many differences, according to some people, among racial and ethnic groups that we can't live in the same building together. When did we lose our way? And all that everyone fought for, made sacrifices for, fought for these rights and privileges, women having the right to vote, women having the right to play sports, Title IX, how many years did we toil through those issues? And now we refer to women's sports as a so-called sporting events. Yes, for the sake of those that might want to identify as a female. Where did we lose our way where we apologize in the news to say the words, biological male, biological female? How did we get to this point where we actually have news agencies warning people in advance that they are going to use those words as they appear in a Supreme Court decision, and that's the excuse that they want to offer, and the only reason that they're able and capable of saying the word biological male, biological female? Where did we lose our way? the sensitivities that we have, the ultra sensitivities that we have in society, standing in the way of being able to say biological male, biological female? Are we led to believe today that there is no such creature? It doesn't exist? So much so that we are apologizing in advance of saying it? Where did we lose our way? I don't know, just sometimes pointing out the obvious here, we failed to do this. But of all the years of science and study of human anatomy and procreation and everything else that goes along with it, where did that all go? Because a group of individuals say, I don't want to be a biological male, I want to identify as a female. So based on that and that alone, we've lost our way? How could that be? How could that be? It's amazing to me that in this country, we will spend billions upon billions, if not trillions, in medical research that reaches conclusions that are profound, life-changing, life-saving, and everything else. And we can have a group of individuals that want to identify as something or decline the outcomes of this medical research, reject the outcomes of medical research, and then we all collectively in society have to make excuses to talk about it. When and where and how did we lose our way? I hope it happens soon that I wake up from this nightmare. We'll be right back.